Sunlight crests the Earth's surface as it rotates in the Milky Way. Giant gold letters revolve around the planet, spelling Universal. A registered trademark symbol appears at the corner of the L. As the Americas swivel by on the face of the blue globe, more words appear below. An MCA company. Titles appear. Universal Pictures presents. A Bernie Brillstein, Brad Gray. Robert Simmons production. A Dennis Dugan film. Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore. Home movie footage shows a boy playing street hockey with his dad.
My name is Happy Gilmore. Ever since I was old enough to skate, I loved hockey. Wasn't really the greatest skater, though.
Happy falls.
But that didn't stop my dad from teaching me the secret of smacking the greatest slap shot.
Happy shot nails his dad in the face.
My dad worshipped hockey. My mom didn't. That's why she moved to Egypt, where there's not a hockey rink within 1,500 miles. Dad always took me to games to cheer for our favorite player, Terry O'Reilly, the Tasmanian Devil. He wasn't the biggest guy in the league, but he feared nobody, just like me. Handsome fella, huh? He always said that when I grew up, I could be anything I wanted to be. But I never wanted to be anything but a hockey player.
Happy and his dad attend a game.
Yeah, my childhood was going great.
But life is full of surprises.
A player hits a slap shot into the stands. The view through a cracked lens stares up at gaping fans.
After the funeral, I was sent to live with my grandma in Waterbury.
Happy carries a suitcase and a hockey stick up the front steps of a large Victorian house.
I was kind of nervous since I really didn't know her that well.
She wears a mask.
But she dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss to cheer me up. She's the sweetest person in the world.
Taking off her tongue-hanging Gene Simmons mask, she hugs Happy.
See, after my dad died, I developed kind of a short fuse. That kid right there just stole my party blower, and instead of asking for it back, I felt I had to belt him in the head a bunch of times with a hammer. Look at me go.
Happy hits him with a toy.
But most of the time, I was quick to say I was sorry.
He brings the kid some cake and rubs his shoulders.
During high school, I played junior hockey and still hold two league records. Most time spent in a penalty box, and I was the only guy to ever take off his skate and try to stab somebody.
Smirking, he poses for a team photo.
After I graduated, I had a lot of different jobs. I was a road worker.
He straddles a pylon and thrusts his hips.
A janitor.
He puts a long mop handle between his legs and thrusts his hips.
A security guard.
He holds a baton between his legs and pokes his coworker with it.
A gas station attendant.
He positions a nozzle between his legs and sprays fuel.
And a plumber.
His low pants show his butt.
Lately, I've been working construction. It's not a bad racket. I'm a pretty good shot with a nail gun. But one day, my boss, Mr. Larson, got in the way.
He shoots his boss's hard hat.
Apparently, he also has a short fuse. Look at that monster.
Happy lies in a hospital bed.
He got a few lucky punches in there, but I still feel I won the fight. Anyways, those jobs weren't for me. I was put on this planet for one reason. To play hockey.
Happy body checks a player.
My puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Number 18. Is that Gilmore again? How many times has this guy tried out, anyway?
At least 10 times. Guy's got a lot of intensity.
Happy crashes into the boards.
Not a real strong skater, though.
Ain't the best puck handler, either.
The coaches watch Happy use his gloved hand to steal a puck.
Yeah, but my God!
Happy rifles a shot into the safety glass, which shatters.
What a shot.
Damn it! Is that goal regulation size or what? Jeez!
Happy slips, and the coaches shake their heads. Later, they pick their team.
Number one. Number 52.
Happy waits with other players.
They saw my power, man. Ain't no way they're gonna dog me this year.
Number nine. And number 43. The rest of you... If your number wasn't called, better luck next year.
Oh, hey, Coach, what's going on here, man? What about me?
Gilmore, I called your number, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, better luck next year.
No, that wasn't very nice.
Happy pummels the coach and fights off guys who try to intervene.
Get away from me!
night in an apartment building, Happy exits an elevator and sees a young woman heading off.
Hey, where are you going? I got a subway.
I already ate.
Yeah, well, I went to high school with a guy who worked there, so we got extra meatballs.
Great, I gotta run. See you later.
Hey, can you just stick around? I kinda had a rough day.
Bye.
When are you getting back?
Never.
The elevator doors close on him. He hurriedly unlocks an apartment door and rushes inside to an intercom.
Terry, wait!
Outside.
Wait. Hold on a second, babe.
Yeah?
You're not going for good, are you, honey?
You're going nowhere, Happy, and you're taking me with you. All you ever talk about is being a pro hockey player, but there's a problem. You're not any good.
I am good. You know what? You're a lousy kindergarten teacher. I seen those finger paintings you bring home and they suck!
Terry scowls.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that. I think they're excellent finger paintings. Please, don't go.
I am not spending the rest of my life with a loser. I'm gone.
Good, then get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that either. I just yell sometimes because I get so scared. Scared of being a nobody. Why don't you just come back upstairs, honey? I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy. You know Happy's gonna make everything okay.
Happy licks his intercom. Outside, a boy stares at the building intercom.
I wanna kiss you all over and over and again.
An older Asian woman and a bicyclist join the boy at the building intercom.
Dun, dun, dun. To the night closes in. To the night closes in.
Happy's door opens.
Terry!
The older Asian woman swings the door wide open and smiles. Happy bites his bottom lip in a grin and waves. In the bed in the morning, wearing sweatpants and one boot, Happy answers the phone.
Yeah? Huh? All right, sit tight. I'll be right over.
He hangs up and pulls on his other boot. As he leaves, the older woman comes out of the kitchen wearing his hockey jersey.
Hey! You know our breakfast?
In a beat-up beige coupe, Happy parks in front of his grandmother's house. There's a moving van in the driveway and furniture on the lawn. He runs to the door.
Grandma?
Two movers carry a sofa. Grandma? Happy lies on it.
Hey, put that stuff down. It's my grandmother.
Shut up, kid.
We're just doing our jobs.
What are you talking about?
Your grandmother hasn't paid her taxes in over a decade.
What? Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Where are you taking all her stuff? I'm not taking her stuff, okay? The government is. It's not like I'm taking her stuff over to my place or something like that, all right? So don't get mad at me.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old. You can't just take her stuff. She's too old.
I'm sorry. I have no discretion here. Her stuff is now our stuff.
Well, at least we got the house, right? I mean, I can bring furniture from my place over here. We're gonna be okay, Grandma.
Now you're really gonna be mad. I have to take the house, too.
No, look, pal. My grandfather built this house with his bare hands. My grandma's been here over 60 years. You can't take her house.
Mrs. Gilmore owes the IRS $270,000 in back taxes.
Oh, my God.
We have to take the house. And if you can't get the money together in 90 days, we're going to have to sell the house to someone else. You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't hate you.
Now the IRS agent crashes through the glass door and tumbles down the front steps.
He hates me.
Later, Happy drives his grandmother in his coupe.
Don't worry, Grandma. Everything's gonna be all right. Hey, look at this place. Silver Acres Rest Home. Hell, it looks more like a country club than a nursing home. Nice grass, nice people.
I hope you brought your bathing suit.
I'm telling you, this place is perfect. You're gonna make friends in no time.
A woman jumps on the hood.
Get me out of here!
He dumps food on her.
Here, just eat that! Leave us alone!
In a room.
Grandma, you don't gotta do this, you know. You can come live with me.
Oh, nonsense, dear. You're a grown man. I wouldn't burden you like that. And that's fine. You tell me, how's that nice girlfriend of yours?
Oh, she got hit by a car. She's dead. Oh. Look, I'm telling you, I am gonna get that 270 grand and we're gonna get your house back. That is a promise.
Oh, sure.
In the meantime, just stay here and have some fun.
I will, dear. Don't worry.
An orderly enters.
Oh, pardon me, but it's nap time.
All right, nap, that sounds nice.
You go on.
I love you.
They kiss and hug.
I love you too, darling.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
He stops by the orderly.
Hey, buddy. I want you to do me a favor. You see that lady? She's very important to me, okay?
Okay.
So, I want you to take extra special care of her.
Happy holds up a dollar bill.
I can't accept that. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can take extra special care of that young lady over there. For nothing.
Happy pats him on the shoulder.
Okay, I appreciate that. Have a nice afternoon.
Happy leaves.
Well, sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Grandma stares wide-eyed.
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
At Grandma's house, the movers walk outside.
Hey, bet you I can hit a ball past that tree. $20 says you can.
Hey, morons. I told you I want to watch the hockey game. Now cut the golf sissy crap and finish up in there.
Relax. Think of it as a way to enjoy your grandma's possessions for another half hour.
One of the movers tees up a golf ball and hits a low shot.
Oh my God, you got a hold of that one.
I'd like to see you try it.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks.
Sorry, ladies, I'm not the golfing type.
I'll tell you what, you hit a ball past my ball, and we'll go straight back to work so you can watch your precious hockey game.
Give me the stupid club.
While the other mover tees up a new ball, Happy takes the driver and studies its bulbous head.
Look at this stupid thing.
This is gonna be hilarious. Look how I stand it.
You like that?
Happy winds up and nails a long drive. From the ball's perspective, the view sails through the treetops and zooms down the streets. The movers gape. The view rockets towards a neighbor's house.
Holy shit! Go back to work.
That house is like 400 yards away.
Is that good?
That's unbelievable.
Beginner's luck.
$20 says you can't do it again.
Bring it on.
The gambling mover tees up another ball. In slow motion, Happy takes a high backswing, then launches another soaring drive toward the neighbor's house. On the front porch, a man waves a fist in the air.
You boys are gonna pay for that!
He staggers back and forth.
You hit that guy!
He shouldn't have been standing there.
One more time, double or nothing.
You better pay up.
Happy takes a few steps and smashes another long shot at the neighbor's house. The ball hits a woman on the second floor. She tumbles out of the window.
Oops.
All right, maybe we should get back inside.
Hey, you made a bet. Pay the man.
The gambling mover hands over some cash. Happy's face brightens as he holds it. At the driving range, Happy drills a straight line drive. The ball bounces into the 400-yard marker, and a man gives Happy some cash.
All right. Thanks, man. Tell your friends.
Step right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy.
A woman hits a dribbler while a golf pro reads.
That's great. Very good. And those knees. Remember now, it's all in the hips. You're doing great. It's all in the hips.
All right, $50, I can hit it over the highway. Any takers?
The golf pro watches Happy blast a long ball out of sight. Closing his magazine, the bearded black man gets up out of his rocker and moves closer.
That's real good.
Happy lines up another shot.
So long, sucker.
His ball sails over the 400-yard marker. A couple watches.
You're like a freak. How often do you play?
Never, this is my first time.
Hey, you should play in the Waterbury Open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
Happy gives them a thumbs down. The golf pro nods to himself.
He's gonna play. By God, he's gonna win.
In a batting cage, a boy swings at balls launched from a pitching machine. Happy strolls over and leans his golf clubs against the fence. As the boy leaves the cage, Happy walks in.
Hey, mister, you gotta wear a helmet.
Don't worry about it.
Happy puts change in the machine and flexes his hands, then squares up and takes a ball to the chest.
Bring that shit on, man. Oh, God, I love it.
Awesome.
Happy gets hit in the head.
Oh, God, I hurt a little, but I'm all right.
My God, son, what the hell are you doing?
364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I gotta toughen up.
Yeah! Oh, God, I felt good. Yeah! Come on, boy, cut that out. You're making me sick.
He pulls a plug.
Hey! So you're a hockey player, huh?
Yeah.
You're gonna give that shit up? You're gonna concentrate on golf?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the club pro here, Chubbs Peterson. And I'm offering to teach you how to play golf personally. For free.
No.
You have no idea who I am, do you?
No, I don't.
Back in 1965, Sports Illustrated said I was going to be the next Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, what happened?
They wouldn't let me play on the pro tour anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Hell no. Damned alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, tournament down in Florida. I hooked my ball in the rough down by the lake. Damned alligator just popped up. Cut me down in my prime.
He taps Happy with a wooden hand.
But I tore one of that bastard's eyes out, though.
Chubbs shows him an eye in a jar.
You're pretty sick, Chubbs.
In the batting cage, the kid takes a pitch to the chest and falls over.
Half as far as you can. You got real talent, kid.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I've been training to be a hockey player my whole life.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
Hey, I bet your neighbor, the accountant, can't drive the ball 400 yards. Bet your neighbor, the accountant, doesn't have a shot to get on the pro tour.
Happy hits a can with a hockey stick.
How would I do that?
You win the Open tomorrow, you're automatically on the pro tour. Then who knows? Maybe you win the tour championship one day. Get that gold jacket like I never got.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Happy muffs his next shot and knocks Chubb's wooden hand across the parking lot.
Don't worry about that. Made of wood. It's real sturdy.
A truck drives over the hand, crushing it. Happy closes his eyes and puts a hand to his face.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that. Look, it was good to meet you, but,
He mimes shaking hands with Chubbs.
So, all right, I'm out of here.
You know, this is not real smart, kid. I thought you were pro material. Prime to make the big bucks.
Happy drives off, then brakes hard and looks at photos of Grandma hanging from his rear view. He backs up into a trash can.
Hey, Chubb, what kind of big bucks?
On a golf course, sprinklers water the greens. In the parking lot, Happy gets his golf clubs out of the trunk of his car.
Stupid golf clubs, why the hell am I doing this?
Wearing a Boston Bruins jersey, he watches a stretch limo cruise past.
Whoa, must be Burt Reynolds or something.
On the course, Chubbs jogs up to Happy.
Good morning. Sun, isn't this great? Blue skies, fresh cut grass, birds chirping.
You're gonna recite me a poem easy. Geez, you love this golf stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Figure a guy your size, why didn't you play a normal sport like football?
Well, my mama wouldn't sign a permission slip. Thought it might be a little too dangerous.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Happy shakes his wooden hand.
Hey, who's that?
The shorter guy on the right, Doug Thompson. He's the president of the tour. The other guy, Shooter McGavin. Leading money winner this year.
Hey, who's the girl?
Hi, I'm Virginia Bennett, Director of Public Relations for the tour.
Of course, I've heard you've done some really interesting things here. Public relations.
Really? Oh, because I'm working on a cross-promotional thing right now.
Jeez,
with
you know what would be great? If I could get a Pepsi.
Sure.
Shooter steps onto a dais.
Oh, miss?
Yeah.
Diet?
Right.
Chubbs looks at Happy.
By the way, thanks for dressing up.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Waterbury Open. Now, before we tee off, I have a very special treat for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Shooter McGavin.
On the dais with Doug, Virginia claps along with the crowd as Shooter steps up to a podium.
Thank you, Doug. You know, I saw Doug play yesterday, and I gotta tell you, this guy spends more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff. Well, let me get a little serious on you. Now, you're all aware that today's big winner will be invited to join the Pro Tour, and I just want you to know that although only one of you gets to be my colleague, all of you are now my friends.
At the back of the crowd, Happy and Chubbs frown.
Thank you. Now go get him.
A tournament official reads from a clipboard.
Next up, Lafferty Daniel and Gilmore Happy.
A teenage boy grabs Happy's golf bag.
Hey, where are you going with those clubs, punk?
Happy shoves him down.
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, let me carry these, all right? They're my grandfather's. They're pretty old.
Well, what should I do then?
I don't know.
Why don't you just watch me and make sure I don't do anything stupid, okay?
Another golfer walks up to Happy.
Mr. Gilmore, Mr. Lafferty will be teeing off now.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
Happy stands by a teed-up ball.
Get out of the way.
Happy looks around, then walks over to his young caddy, who has wavy blonde hair.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
The boy looks down at the ground, and Lafferty tees off. His long straight drive bounces down the middle of the fairway. Lafferty struts past Happy.
Probably the only good one I'll hit all day, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Gilmore, you're up.
All right.
Happy's Bruins jersey hangs loose over his jeans as he picks out a club and sets his bag down. An official holds up a sign that reads, "Quiet, please." A standing crowd watches Happy step up to his ball on the tee. Stepping into a shot, Happy swings. He misses.
Time!
Relax, just do what we talked about, huh? Don't even look at the green. Make contact with the ball. There's no goalie out there to block it. Remember, it's all in the hip. Hey, it's all in. Come on. Work with me now. It's all in the hip. Yeah, it's all.
Chubbs holds him from behind and rocks his hips.
It's all in the hip.
Get off of me!
Hey, just easing the tension, baby. Just easing the tension.
Well, ease it on someone else.
Chubbs taps the caddy on the chest, and they watch Happy take another big swing. The view from the ball flies away from the tee between some trees and over a pond. Watching with Shooter by the leaderboard, Virginia covers her mouth. The ball lands on the green.
What the hell?
Chubbs walks with Happy.
Come on, good. Now we just worry about putting, huh?
Oh, yeah, putting.
On the green.
All right, remember what I said, huh? Just use your shoulders to push the ball, not your arms. Don't break the wrist and bring that putter back,
whoa,
just
whoa,
like...
You're confusing me. Just let me put the ball in the hole.
All right.
Happy grabs the putter from Chubbs and steps up to his ball, which lies a good distance from the hole. Happy holds the putter like a hockey stick and whacks his ball. The ball speeds past the pin and stops at the edge of a sand trap.
This guy kidding?
A smug fan looks at a guy who shrugs. Happy clenches his lips as he walks up to his ball. He hits it like a slap shot, and the ball bounces to the other side of the green. Chubbs closes his eyes and turns his face away. Happy marches up to his ball and knocks another shot wide of the hole.
This is pathetic.
The smug guy and other spectators shake their heads. Happy strides over to his ball and softly hits it. His shot stops just a few feet from the hole, and Happy taps in his ball.
Yeah!
There you go. Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
Happy pulls the smug man's shirt off and punches him in the face. The man tumbles down a hill. Happy hands off the shirt, and Chubbs rubs the back of his neck. In slow motion, Happy winds up for another shot. The ball arcs into the blue sky. The view from it soars over another waterhole and rockets over the course. Watching, Shooter shields his eyes from the sun and Chubbs squints as the ball lands on the green and bounces into the hole.
He shoots, he scores!
Oh, man, that was so much easier than putting. I should just try to get the ball in one shot every time.
Good play.
Did you see that?
Yes, nice shot.
He just got a hole-in-one on a par four.
I know. I just said I saw it.
Oh, I hope he wins. He's a publicist's dream. I mean, a guy who can drive the ball that far, oh, he could really draw a crowd.
You know what else could draw a crowd? A golfer with an arm growing out of his ass.
Happy tees off again, and his ball lands on the green. At the leaderboard, a scorekeeper puts the name Gilmore in ninth place. Happy jumps joyfully with his caddy. Later, he drives another shot into a sand trap. The scorekeeper removes Gilmore from ninth place, and Happy chokes his caddy. In the sand trap, Happy blasts a shot. Fans protect their eyes from a sand cloud, and the ball rolls into the hole. On the leaderboard, Gilmore moves into fifth place. Happy nails another shot. The leaderboard shows Gilmore in third place. On a fairway, Happy hits a ball into a pond. Chubb's shoulders sag as he watches Happy run toward the water and dive in. Underwater, Happy swims to the bottom where more than a dozen golf balls lie on the sand. He checks out one and tosses it aside, then examines another. Bubbles rise from his mouth as he gapes and swims to the surface. As Happy raises the ball in triumph, Chubbs rolls his eyes. The leaderboard shows Gilmore in second place. On a green, Chubbs squats behind Happy.
All right now, you make this one in four less shots, you win the tournament.
Four shots.
Just think of it this way. Other team, pull a goalie, it's wide open. All you gotta do is tap it in.
I can do that.
A man removes the flag from the hole as Happy steps up to his ball, which lies several yards away. Holding his putter like a hockey stick, Happy takes a soft shot. The ball rolls a few feet. Happy taps it again, moving the ball a few more feet. Chubbs crouches on the green. His repaired wooden hand is missing a few fingers.
Don't worry about it. You're still in good shape. All you got to do is just tap it in. Just tap it in. Hey, just tap it in.
Happy nods and tries again. His ball stops a few feet short of the hole.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Happy bends over and readies for another shot.
Grandma, 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 grandma.
He puts the ball into the hole.
All right! Yeah!
Happy hugs Chubbs, then reluctantly high-fives his wooden hand. As Happy tackles his caddy, Shooter watches with Virginia.
He's gonna be on the tour. That's super.
Happy excitedly pumps his caddy's arms.
That's cute.
Later.
Mr. Gilmore, Virginia Bennett. Hi, I'm PR director for the tour.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to say welcome and congratulations. I saw that hole in one on a par four. That's got to be some kind of record, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I got a hockey record. I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody. I'm the only guy who ever did that.
That's wonderful.
I'm a little bit bummed, though, you know. I thought we were going to get some money for this.
Oh, well, cheer up. You know, next week in Portland, the winner takes home $216,000.
Whoa. How about the guy who comes in last place?
$2,400.
All right. So no matter what, I'm going to get some money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll see you next week then.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy carries a big trophy over to Chubbs.
Hey, man, I hate to admit this, but this is my first trophy. Only problem is that goofy golf guy on top. Maybe the guy at the trophy store could put a little hockey guy on there. Who the hell
Happy,
would know?
Shut your trap.
All right.
I got to admit, you were great out there today.
Thank you.
But you weren't that great. A lot of that was luck.
Well, some might call it luck. I'd like to call it, well, luck, I guess. So what?
So, I want you to put off joining the pro tour for a while. We got a lot of work to do before you go out there and compete with those real professionals.
Forget it, Chubbs. I learned a lot today. I'll just pick up the rest as I go along.
Stop being a damn fool. People would kill to be able to hit the long ball like you. You got an advantage over any man that walks out onto the tee. All we need to do is develop the rest of your game. Then you'd be unstoppable, son.
Hey, you're probably right, but I just can't wait. I need money.
You're spoken like a true asshole. Look, just give me 6 months. I'll work with you every day.
No. I gotta go. I appreciate everything. Wish me luck.
As Happy walks away, Chubbs frowns.
Best of luck, kid. Best of luck.
At the nursing home.
Marty, if you'd stop yapping your trap for a second, I could tell you. The price is $200 per quilt. Yeah, well, this is handmade quality shit we're talking here.
Yes, well, when do you need them by?
All right. Good doing business with you. Okay, listen up, everybody. Turn up your volumes. Announcement. I got good news. We're extending arts and crafts time by 4 hours today.
My fingers hurt.
What's that?
My fingers hurt.
Oh, well, now your back's gonna hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Grandma sews a quilt.
I didn't think so.
He leads the complainer away.
Why do you do that to me, huh? Why do you make me act like that in front of everybody, huh? Mr. Gilmore! Hey, toity straight down to the right, dear.
How's my grandma?
Oh, she's super. We're just enjoying some arts and crafts time right now. Grandma's quite a quilter.
Hey!
Wow, that's a tremendous looking trophy.
Happy. I'm so glad to see you.
As Happy hugs Grandma, the orderly looks at her and puts a finger to his lips, then mimes slicing her throat.
It's like everybody's having fun here, huh?
Yeah. Happy glances back at the orderly, who beams a phony smile.
Grandma, good news. I made the professional golfers tour.
That's lovely, dude.
Yeah, it is lovely. You know what else is lovely? If I can figure out a way to beat those other guys, we're gonna get the house back.
Oh, thank God. I can't stand to live in this place another minute.
What are you
the orderly
about?
Warns her again.
Here. That orderly guy seems very nice. Don't you like him?
Oh, I do. I do. It's just, well, the air conditioner's broken. I'm getting a little warm.
Well, just let the kid fix it for you. All right. Got the little twisty knobs? That ain't doing it.
The unit falls out of the window. A woman lies trapped
mister,
under it.
Mister! Get this off of me! Mister!
Hang on, I'll be right down!
You know that mister lady? I think I just killed her.
Later, in his beat-up car, Happy drives through the gates of an elegant resort. At a cocktail reception, Shooter stands with men in gold sports coats.
What'd you expect? Norman spends more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, it was funny the first time I heard it.
Oh, my God. Drink up.
Hey, anybody tapped a keg yet? I'll pump. Right? I'm Happy Gilmore. What's up?
Yeah, Happy Mark Lai. Welcome to the tour.
Thanks.
Yeah, I heard about that ace you had on that par four. Man, that's impressive.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a nice jacket.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? They give you one if you win the tour championship.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's sort of the biggest tournament of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And where's yours?
That's good. It is a good one. He's a funny guy. I'll have mine, 3 months, guys?
Yeah, not if I have anything to do with it, you won't.
Whoa, look out.
You better look out, boys. Hey, if you're not doing anything later, why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the 9th green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. All right, I'm out of here. I hear that asteroids machine calling my name from the game room, so peace.
Oh, and Happy. Dress nice, huh?
Oh, all right, all right.
At night, Happy waits alone on a green, wearing a suit and tie. Furrowing his brow, he checks his watch.
Almost 9 o'clock.
The sprinklers come on, drenching him. Happy plants his hands on his hips, presses his lips together, and nods to himself as water pelts him. Turning to go, he walks through the moonlit spray. Later, he finds Virginia strolling the grounds by the clubhouse.
Hey, public relations lady, you see Shooter McGavin around?
No, why?
I just need to beat the living piss out of him.
Wait, let me guess, the old 9th green at 9 trick, huh?
It would appear so now, wouldn't it?
You're right, he does deserve a beating. But if you beat him up tonight, I've got to get up in the morning and explain to the papers why the new guy on the tour beat up Shooter McGavin, so you see, you'd really be making more work for me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to do that.
Listen, don't worry about Shooter. He's just threatened by you. He's worried you're going to steal some of his thunder.
Well, that's nice of you to say. So, all right, I'm going to go change now.
Okay.
Hey, my girlfriend's dead, you know. She fell off a cliff and died on impact.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, you should get some sleep, Gilmore. Tomorrow's a big day.
You're right, it is.
Watching him go, she smiles and shakes her head. In the morning, a few clouds hang low in the blue sky above the clubhouse. On the course, two broadcasters sit in an elevated booth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Vern Lundquist, along with Jack Beard. Looks like we're going to have a nice crowd here on this sensational April morning for the 22nd annual AT&T Invitational.
The field includes a group of elite golfers from around the world. The favorite has to be Shooter McGavin. He's won 3 of the last 4.
In the parking lot, Happy parks his car and a shaggy man cleans his windshield.
Thanks, man.
Hey,
here's my last buck.
This is the last time I'm going to tell you.
Aw, come on. He's just trying to make some money. Leave him alone.
Now Shooter stands with reporters.
I tell you, I don't know what it is about this big winning streak I'm on. I'm in the zone. What can I say? The hole just seems to get bigger.
So how does it feel to be the favorite, Shooter?
Well, I certainly don't think I'm the favorite. With all the great players here today, it's really anyone's tournament. I'm just trying to do the best I can out there. I tell you, the real winner today is the city of Portland. Every time I come here, it gets harder to leave. I think you guys put something in the water. Excuse me, I gotta go play a little golf.
Good luck.
Thanks.
at the check-in.
Hey, I'm a hockey player, but I'm playing golf today.
Name?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, the guy with the long drive. What's your caddy's name?
You guys haven't given me one yet.
Well, on the pro tour, you provide your own caddy.
Really? Ooh. All right.
Outside, the shaggy man carries Happy's clubs.
Hey, easy with those clubs, all right? They're antiques.
A man with receding hair shakes Happy's hand.
Gary Potter, great to have you on the tour, Happy. I feel a lot of solid energy coming out of you. Good, positive aura. Great, great. It's all great.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, man. Is it always like this with the TV cameras and the people and stuff?
Oh, yeah. A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow, Happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. You pay the quarter, you get on the horse. It goes up and down and around, circular, circle, with the music, the flow, all good things.
Yeah, all right. Well, great. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you, man.
Happy leaves.
Psycho.
Next to tee off, Happy Gilmore.
The shaggy man holds a golf bag.
All right, give me a club.
His caddy stares off.
I'll get it.
Happy picks out a club, pulls off an old sock being used as the cover, and hands it to the shaggy man, who smells it. At the tee, Happy swings and misses. The broadcasters watch on a monitor.
Fucking shit! Fuck me in the fucking ass! Fuck you, you fucking stupid cunt! Fuck monkey licking fucker! Fuck that!
Lee Trevino, an older player, shakes his head.
Sorry.
Happy waves, and Trevino walks away. Gary watches with his caddy.
Psycho.
At the tee, Happy steps up to the ball and swings. The ball rockets through the air and fans look up at the sky. Gary and Virginia gape as the shot lands on the green. The broadcasters watch it roll close to the hole.
What a shot by Happy Gilmore. Who the hell is Happy Gilmore?
They check their notes. On the green, Happy sizes up his shot, while Gary marks his ball with a quarter. Happy's shaggy bearded caddy picks up the coin and pockets it. Happy steps up to his ball with his work boots untied. Holding his putter like a hockey stick, he taps the ball toward the hole. It rolls in.
Oh, yeah!
Happy tosses his putter to his distracted caddy, who misses it, then runs up to a TV camera.
You got that, baby? Let him know where that came from, yeah!
In the clubhouse, a man picks up a phone.
Get Virginia Bennett in here immediately.
I think you should use a fiver.
You think so? Give me my wedge.
Shooter's caddy hands him a club. Fans stand behind the clean-cut golfer as he gets into a stance. Shooter chips the ball into the hole. He fires a finger gun at the hole.
5-iron, huh? Well, you're fine. Bye-bye.
Shooter's caddy gapes. At another hole, Happy tees off, then rides his driver like a rodeo bull. In his office, watching Happy prance around on TV, Chubbs glues fingers back on his wooden hand.
What are you doing, Happy? Riding a bull? You're acting like a damn fool.
At the nursing home, Grandma rides her cane like a bull. On the course, Gary claps for Happy.
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it, working it.
On the 18th green, Shooter McGavin is putting for the win. Maybe it's just me, but his crowd seems unusually small for this type of moment.
Shooter sinks a putt, aims a finger gun at the hole, then blows on his fingertips.
I think most people have found their way over to Happy Gilmore. He's been the talk of the course today with his huge drives and his amazingly bizarre behavior. He's on the 17th green right now, having a little trouble closing out his day.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.
Send him home. I just send him home. It's time to go home there, ball.
Happy taps a putt that stops inches from the hole.
Son of a bitch, ball. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Suck my white ass, ball.
Happy grabs the flag and throws it like a spear, just missing a cameraman in the clubhouse.
Virginia put out a press release concerning Happy Gilmore being thrown off the tour. I want to see a draft by 6 p.m.
You're right. He was out of line. His behavior is completely unacceptable. But you know,
Golf has been waiting for a player like this. A colorful, emotional, working-class hero.
I will not tolerate behavior like this. Gilmore is gone.
I just got a call from the Dallas Open. Their phones have been ringing off the hook with people who want to see Happy. They just sold out.
Already?
I know, he's a little rough around the edges. But let me work with him.
He's a monkey!
Okay, fine. But he's your responsibility. If he cleans up his act, he can stay. If he doesn't, it's your ass. Any more of this?
He watches Happy tackle a man on TV.
Yeah, you fucking lie, mother.
And he's gone.
Virginia nuts.
Bitch, you fucking play it where it lies.
Later, Shooter gets a check for $216,000.
Whoa.
Shooter, what do you think of Happy Gilmore?
I didn't get a chance to see him play. I was too busy winning.
You gotta admit, that's a hell of a drive, 450 yards, huh?
Yeah, how do you finish again? Dead last? Oh, yeah, he had a good day, though. Thanks.
Is it true that you made a 450-yard hole-in-one?
Hey, where's my check?
We'll be mailing them out next week, sir.
Oh, no, I want mine now.
I don't have any checks to give.
Well, that guy got one, right? Give me one of them big ones. I don't care.
In the bar, Shooter watches Happy come in.
Hey, pal, how about a beer?
Hey, put that on my tab. That was quite a show you put on today, Gilmore. You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you really crushed that ball off the tee, I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something in one of those long drive contests. Yeah, you could probably make a very good living, traveling around, hustling at driving ranges. Thanks, Phil.
That's, you know, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it. So why don't you just shut your trap before I put my foot in it?
Happy turns away.
Don't turn your back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Did you just call me a freak? I was on this tour for one reason, money. But now I got a new reason, kicking your ass.
Well, I'd like to see you try.
Happy breaks a bottle.
Let's do it.
I'm in on a golf course.
Hey, what is going on here, huh?
Oh, I was just looking for the other half of this bottle. And, there's some of it. Right. There's some right there, too.
Why don't you just put it down?
Yeah, I know.
Shooter heads out.
Just stay out of my way, or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
Scowling, Shooter leaves. Later, Virginia and Happy walk outside onto a balcony.
You better calm down or you're gonna get kicked off this tour.
That can't happen.
Yes, it can happen, and I don't want it to happen. You could be a big star on the tour.
I don't want to be a big star. I want to make some money.
Well, you're not going to be around long enough to make money unless you start behaving.
All right, take it easy. What do you mean by behaving?
I mean no swearing, no throwing clubs, and especially no hitting other players.
Oh, good. You mean no fun.
No. No, you can have fun. And that's why I think people are going to come to see you. But you've got to keep it within reason.
All right, I will work on what you call behaving, but I ain't gonna act like a stiff out there.
Fine. Thank you.
She smiles and walks off.
Hey, what are you doing now? You wanna get some food?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't date golfers.
All good, because I'm a hockey player.
Just behave, okay?
He nods. On a course, fans gather at a tee.
Happy Gilmore makes his way to the tee in the 72nd annual Cleveland Classic.
Happy Gilmore! Drive it 400 yards!
Oh, my God, man, I can't believe I have fans. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
He sees his old boss with a nail in his head.
Don't be alarmed, Mr. Gilmore. I know we had our problems, but I'm truly proud of you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mr. Larson. It's good to see you again. How's that thing feeling?
Oh, terrific. The nail comes out next week.
Well, you can hardly even notice it.
Turning away, he makes a face. Later, an official holds up a quiet please sign.
Let's make a little noise here, huh?
Come on, I can't hear you!
Stepping into a swing, Happy tees off. Standing tall in the cheering crowd, Mr. Larson gives a thumbs up. Virginia claps as Happy runs over to some fans, who pour beer into a funnel connected to a hose. Happy takes the hose. As beer gushes out, he looks at Virginia, and she shakes her head. He passes off the hose. Mr. Larson watches Shooter get ready to tee off.
Trying to reach the green from here, Shooter?
That's not possible, sir.
I beg to differ. Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Well, moron, good for Happy Gilmore. Oh, my God!
Shooter backs away from the tall man with a nail in his head and takes a stance over the ball. Mr. Larson takes an iron out of Shooter's bag and bends it with his bare hands.
Oh my God.
Shooter drives the ball onto the fairway, then motions for his caddy to hurry off with him.
Hey, Shooter, haven't you forgotten your 9-iron?
Quite a large and economically diverse crowd here at the Michelob Invitational. I guess it's the new tour sensation, Happy Gilmore, who's attracting all sorts of people to this beautiful course. Jack, I think I even saw one guy wearing one of those beer-dispensing plastic helmets.
Happy's caddy wears a helmet and sucks on a tube connected to two cans of beer. On a green, spectators wave balloons, trying to distract Shooter. He sinks a putt.
Damn you people! Go back to your shanties.
On another green.
This is a biggie, pal. Time's ticking away. I gotta make some real money. Now, what do you think? Slightly downhill?
And slanting left.
No, it just seems that way because you only got one shoe on.
His caddy eyes his bare toes.
Oh, yeah.
Shooter autographs a photo for a gray-haired woman. Yeah! They look over at Happy, who writes his name on a buxom woman's chest above her lacy red bra. The gray-haired woman walks away from Shooter, ignoring him as he tries to hand her his photo. She walks up to Happy and opens her shirt. The crowd goes wild as he autographs the woman's chest. They share a hug. With a bitter grin, Shooter tosses aside his autographed photo. At the award ceremony, fans pat Happy on the back as he carries a big check for $9,000. In a pond, Happy's caddy shampoos his hair and beard. At the Dallas Open, Happy holds a wood club.
You got the ball?
His caddy pulls his underwear out of the ball cleaner, and Happy knits his brow. His caddy is naked from the waist down. Later, he wears pants and watches Happy putt.
Happy Gilmore from 9 feet. Uh-oh, here comes the putter throw. Wait! He's restrained himself. Maybe this is a new Happy Gilmore.
He taps his ball into the hole and waves to the crowd. Virginia claps.
Another tournament in Dallas and another Shooter McGavin victory. He's now won here 3 years in a row.
Happy accepts a check for $4,800. At another tournament, he tees off. The ball flies over a crowd and bounces into an alligator's mouth. Happy runs over.
Son of a bitch!
Give me my ball! Give it here! Pop it up, you dirty bastard! I swear to God, I'll rip it out of you!
The gator snaps at his club.
Give me the ball, alligator.
Happy reaches for the ball in its open mouth, and the gator clamps its jaws.
You've got one eye. Chubbs, you took his hair.
The gator slithers into a pond. Happy dives in after it, lands a few punches, then wrestles it onto its back. His caddy and spectators gape as Happy grabs the gator by the snout and headbutts it. Reaching underwater, Happy pulls out his golf ball. The still gator floats. Happy elbows it, then raises his arms triumphantly. Later, Happy holds up a check for $12,600. At another tournament, he accepts a check for $17,000. In a parking lot, he carries a big poster board check for $35,000 to his car, where he stores all his other big checks. On a golf cart path, Shooter strolls with Doug.
That Happy Gilmore, he's a real crack up, isn't he? I mean, he's a hoot.
Well, he's bringing in some big crowds.
Yeah. You know, what was great today, one of his fans mooned me, and had Happy written on his ass. Ha on the one cheek, and then, sure enough, PPY right there in the other. I think it's great what he's doing for the sport.
Well, yeah, I'm beginning to come around.
Yeah, everyone seems to be coming around. Well, I'm not, Doug. This man is destroying golf. I saw two big fat naked bikers in the woods off 17 having sex. How am I supposed to chip with that going on, Doug? You've got to kick him off the tour.
He's not breaking any rules, and until he does...
But he's a disgrace to the game.
You may be right, but our ratings are up, and we're attracting new youthful sponsors. Sorry, Shooter. There's nothing I can do.
Doug walks away, and Shooter stares off.
Well, I guess I'll have to take care of this myself.
Happy uses a payphone.
Grandma, I came in 9th place. I won $35,000.
So we'll get the house back?
As long as I don't come in last place in the next 2 tournaments, we'll get the money in time.
Oh, that's wonderful, Happy.
I love you, Grandma. Bye.
Goodbye, darling.
The orderly looms in a window and gestures for Grandma to go. Meanwhile, Happy sees Virginia.
Hey, Virginia. You know, we should go on that date. I've been pretty good lately.
Oh, really? Well, what is this I hear about you breaking a rake and throwing it into the woods?
What? I didn't break it. I was just testing its durability. And then I placed it in the woods because it's made of wood, and I just thought he should be with his family.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't punch anybody.
All right. Okay, we'll go on a date. But just as friends, all right?
Yeah, just as friends. Slow down. I don't want to be more than friends. I just met you. Whew.
At a hockey rink, Happy and Virginia wear skates as a Zamboni glides over the ice.
Bitch, you okay?
Yeah, I haven't skated since I was a kid, so.
They walk toward the ice.
Hey, pal! Can we get a little time here?
For Happy Gilmore, anything!
Thanks.
Happy stumbles on his skates.
You used to play ice hockey?
Shut up.
The lights dim.
Oh my God, power failure. It's getting very scary in here.
Did you set this up?
No.
I thought we were gonna be just friends.
What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark?
He holds out his hand and she takes it. They skate as ovals of light move across the ice. Smaller points of light resemble stars on the dark surface that glows red in places.
This song reminds me of seventh grade.
This song reminds me of my grandmother.
That's kind of weird.
She took me to see this movie. I got the biggest crush on Brooke Shields.
Really?
Yeah. My grandmother told me I should write her a letter, you know? So I did. And I got a letter back from Brooke like 2 weeks later. But it was in my grandmother's handwriting.
Grandma sounds sweet.
She is sweet. That's why I feel so terrible.
Why?
Forget it.
No, it's okay, you can tell me.
It's just she's stuck in a damn nursing home. The IRS repossessed her house.
That's awful.
That's why I joined the tour. And I'm pretty close to getting her house back. But look, don't tell anybody about this. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Don't worry, I won't tell anybody.
Hey. I'll make you a bet.
He takes out a hockey puck.
Do you always carry a puck around?
Yeah.
He drops the puck on the ice.
All right, now, if you get that puck in that net over there, I'll never bother you again. But if you miss, you gotta give me a big fat kiss. And you gotta pretend that you like it too.
Really?
Good luck.
She positions the blade of a hockey stick against the puck and awkwardly pushes the puck forward. They watch the puck slide across the ice toward the net. It makes it in.
Holy shit. Talk about your all-time backfires.
Happy.
He watches her skate close to him.
I didn't see it go in.
They share a smile, then a long, gentle kiss. In the stands, the Zamboni driver mouths the words to the song as Happy and Virginia skate hand in hand. The Zamboni driver closes his eyes with a peaceful expression on his face. On the ice, Happy and Virginia kiss again. On an overcast day, a flag for the Pepsi Pro-Am tournament ripples in the breeze.
Welcome to soggy San Francisco, the site of this year's Pepsi Pro-Am.
How are you doing, Happy? I'm Bob Barker.
Wow, what an honor. Nice to meet you.
Looks like you and I are going to be playing together today.
That's funny. Who am I really playing with?
This is a Pro-Am, Happy. Each golfer is playing with a celebrity.
Wow.
You know, Nick Faldo and I won this thing last year, and I'd like to win it again this year.
All right, I'll do my best. Hey, Gilmore! You suck, you jackass. Why don't you shut the hell up?
The heckler laughs at him.
I'd love to punch that guy in the face right now, but I can't, you know, because I'd get in trouble. I bet you got a lot of that on Let's Make a Deal.
It's The Price is Right, Happy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It happens. Let's play some golf.
Okay.
Happy stands away from his teed up ball, then steps into a shot and swings his wood.
Jackass.
His club slips out of his hands and flies into the air.
Whoa! The club went further than the ball.
It lands on the fairway.
What the hell was that all about?
It's just that, it's rainy and that guy in it, it just slipped.
On a beach, Happy climbs over a fallen tree to get to his ball. From a higher spot, the heckler stares at him.
You're gonna need a blanket and suntan lotion, because you're never gonna get off that beach, just the way you never got into the NHL, you jackass.
Happy launches a shot. Spectators duck, and his ball lands near a sand trap. The heckler points his umbrella.
The green's that way. Sure.
The scorekeeper puts Gilmore Barker in 13th place on the leaderboard, while the heckler watches Happy on a green.
You will not make this putt, you jackass.
Happy clenches his lips and sends a putt wide. Bob shakes his head.
Nice shooting, soldier.
The leaderboard shows Gilmore Barker in 26th place.
All right, Happy. Nice and easy.
Happy drills a putt past the hole.
That was not nice and easy.
They drop to 45th place.
That guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me, Bob. Now's not the time.
Wearing a white Bruins jersey, Happy tees off.
Jackass!
He shanks the ball. It hits a fisherman in a rowboat, and he falls overboard.
This guy sucks.
We haven't seen Happy Gilmore play this badly since his first day on tour. He and Bob Barker are now dead last.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
He punches Bob in the face.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Bob slugs him in the gut, then repeatedly jabs him in the face. A right hook knocks Happy into a small pond. Happy climbs out, sopping wet.
Now you're gonna get it, Bobby.
Bob blocks a punch, then hits him and throws him down. Happy tackles Bob, and they roll down a hill. They stop, and Happy headbutts Bob. The old man lies still.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Bob grips Happy's throat. Bob's eyes snap wide open, choking Happy as he gets up. Bob lands two gut punches. A right hook fells Happy.
I think you've had enough.
Happy gets to his knees.
No.
Bob kicks him in the face and he falls back.
Now you've had enough, bitch.
In the woods, the heckler meets with Shooter.
Well, that couldn't have gone any better. Instead of hitting you, he hits Bob Barker. Perfect.
Good, huh? So I'll see you at the next tournament, right?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. This was on national TV. Gilmore's gone.
Shooter pays him.
Well, look, let's get something to eat. There's a Red Lobster nearby. My treat.
Maybe some other time.
Shooter, I thought we were going to be friends.
Oh, we're friends. We are. I just got to go.
Okay, well, I'll be at the Red Lobster in case you change your mind, Shooter. God bless.
In the clubhouse.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Happy Gilmore. Come on now.
Thank you, Shooter. Sit down, Mr. Gilmore.
Doug paces.
So you had a fight with a game show host on national TV. I don't consider that entertainment. This is not hockey, Mr. Gilmore, no matter how much you want it to be.
I know that, and I'm sorry, okay? But it wasn't my fault. There was some guy out there giving me crap, and it took every ounce of my energy not to hit him.
So you decided to headbutt Bob Barker. Oh, who won that fight anyway?
That's enough, Shooter. Now the board is taking the following action. You'll be fined $25,000 and suspended for 1 month.
Suspended? I gotta play!
Doug, kick him off the tour.
Well, the board thinks that that might be extreme considering the fact that our ratings were the highest that we've ever had.
Doug, look, my grandmother's house got repossessed. If I can't make some prize money in the next tournament, they could sell it to somebody else.
Well, whoop-de-doo. Get out.
Happy leaves and Shooter smirks. At Subway, Happy sits in a booth with Virginia.
I don't want to hear it. It's over. My grandmother's never going to see her house again.
Yeah, but you've made a lot of money. You could get her a really nice condo.
My grandfather didn't build any condos with his bare hands. God
damn it, I hate that Bob Barker.
Okay, there has got to be another way to get the $50,000.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore, all right? I failed, okay? Let me just sit here and enjoy the one thing that makes me a little bit happy. This fresh, delicious, tasty,
Virginia smiles, then Happy appears in a Subway ad.
Cold cut combo. I eat three every day to help keep me strong.
Hey, Happy! Can I have one of those? Coming right up!
A nursing home TV shows Happy teeing up a sub. He hits it long, and it drops into a man's mouth.
Talk about a hole in one.
Subway sandwiches will drive away your hunger.
What do you think, Grandma Gilmore?
I love it. And he looks so handsome. Aww. And it makes me hungry.
Oh, really? Well, they gave me this card. It gives us free Subway for life.
Oh, that's lovely, dear.
Lovely. You know what else is lovely? That commercial put us up to $275,000. Let's go get your house back.
Oh, Happy.
He kisses her cheek. Later, they drive with Virginia to Grandma's house, where people gather on the lawn. Happy parks across the street.
What the hell?
He gets out and strides up to the IRS agent.
Hey. Hey.
What's going on here?
I'm glad you made it. This is very exciting. We're going to auction off your grandmother's house.
Hey, hold it. You said if we get the money by today, we could buy the house back.
Right, you can buy the house back.
Bidding will start at 100,000. 100, do I hear the 100?
This is the exciting part.
Have fun. Have fun. 150, yeah, and 150 anywhere. 150, Avenue 155.
All these people.
I have 150 and
what's
175.
What's going on, Happy?
150, Avenue 175. Thank you, and a two. Two now.
And oh, my God, they're auctioning off the house.
No, 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 this could be good. We'll get the house back cheaper than we thought.
And 250 and 225. Thank you. 50 I have.
Maybe not.
275!
Add 275, new bidder in the middle and a three. Three now. Add 350 down front and a 375. I have 350 down front and a 75. 75 anywhere. Add 350,000 down front. Sold. Gentleman with the white sweater.
What just happened, Happy?
He sees Shooter.
Go wait in the car, Grandma.
Hey! What the hell is the matter with you?
Well, real estate speculation is a hobby of mine.
Now, Happy lunges.
You lay another finger on me, I burn the house down and piss on the ashes.
What do you want for it, Shooter?
You know what I want. You off the tour. Quit. And the house is yours.
Fine, I quit.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Happy, I need to talk to you.
What? He's a jerk, but he's right. I don't belong in this sport. I'm a hockey player.
Oh, really? What team do you play for?
Easy.
Face it, Happy. You are a golfer.
Look, I did this so I could get Grandma's house back. Now I can. No regrets.
What do you think Grandma wants more? To get her house back or to see her grandson succeed?
Maybe there's a way she can have both. Hey, Shooter.
No.
Tour championships next week, right?
That's right.
If I beat you, I get the house back. You beat me, I'll quit.
You're gonna beat me? At golf? Oh, you're on.
They shake.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Shooter stalks off.
That was great. I know you are gonna kick his ass.
Yeah, well, that makes one of us. All right, look, take care of Grandma. I can walk from here.
Well, where are you going?
I gotta learn how to play golf.
In Chubb's office, Happy leans on the desk.
I'm stupid, you're smart. I was wrong, you were right. You're the best, I'm the worst. You're very good looking, I'm not attractive.
All right, as long as you're willing to admit that now. Are you ready to get down to business and do exactly what I tell you to do?
Believe me, I'm ready.
Then let's get to work.
All right.
Happy shakes the wooden hand.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
He hands back some broken fingers.
Oh, here's your pinky.
At night, colorful lights illuminate a mini golf course. Walking with Chubbs, Happy carries his putter.
Hey, Happy Land, just like me.
Don't get excited, kid. I've been here before.
They approach an Arctic-themed hole.
This is embarrassing. I'm a professional golfer, for God's sake.
No, it's your short game that's embarrassing. Come on, let's go.
Standing by statuettes of cheerful penguins, Happy putts. The shot rolls up a ramp and flies over a fence. Happy cringes and they slink away to a hole with totem poles and soldiers.
Okay,
This time, just line up your putt. Don't even look at the hole. Huh? Aim for a spot 6 inches in front of the ball. All right. Line up, spot 6 inches in front of the ball.
Okay. 6 inches.
He sends a putt onto a drawbridge, and his ball rolls back toward him. Happy tosses his club and walks away. At another hole, Chubb sits in a throne. Happy misses a bunch of putts, then swings his club at a sign that reads, "Have fun." Happy kicks another sign that reads, "Keep smiling." Watching from another hole, Lee Trevino shakes his head.
All right, this one's very tough.
Happy putts toward a clown head with a tongue sticking out like a ramp. Teeth lower and block his ball.
He's laughing, he's having a good time. Good for you, yeah, laugh it up, enjoy your night.
Come on, Happy, concentrate.
Happy hits a ball up the tongue and the teeth dip, blocking the shot.
Fight that clown.
Easy. If you can't beat the clown, how are you gonna beat Shooter McGavin?
Happy stretches, then shoots his ball up the tongue into the mouth.
Yeah!
The clown spits the ball out.
You're gonna die, clown!
He clubs off the nose.
You think that's funny? I don't need you laughing now!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Enough. Enough.
What? I can't do it!
Come with me, Happy. Come on!
Suck, you stupid clown!
Come on.
They walk to another hole.
Remember now, this isn't hockey. You don't play with raw emotion. You can't putt angry. You have to clear your mind of everything else. Stay focused.
A mini skyscraper collapses in front of him. Letters on a mountain spell earthquake.
Now how the hell am I gonna do that?
Think of a place that's really perfect. Your own happy place. Go there, and all your anger will just disappear. Then putt.
Happy place.
Happy place. Your happy place.
Happy closes his eyes, and the view dissolves to a garden where Virginia carries two pitchers of beer. Wearing sexy white lingerie, she sits on a lounge chair and crosses her legs. In the shade of a tree, Grandma wears a white feather boa and pulls the handle on a slot machine. She gets a match, and coins spill out of the machine. A little person dressed up like a cowboy rides a tricycle and waves. The view dissolves back to Happy's smiling face.
Now, how do you feel?
Better.
Now putt.
Happy sizes up the shot. The collapsed skyscraper blocks a cracked highway, and a green mountain looms in the distance. Happy hits a putt under the fallen building. The ball bounces into a sign for the Impossible Hole Hotel, then ricochets onto the Green Mountain and rolls down a winding switchback trail toward the hole.
Yeah!
Yeah! Your happy place!
They put their arms around each other. Later, Chubbs carries a duffel bag into Happy's apartment.
You really took some giant steps out there tonight. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
So here, got something? Really special for you here.
Oh, wow, thanks, Chubbs.
See that? That is the same putter I used when I played. Slightly modified, of course.
Man, this is excellent.
It resembles a hockey stick.
Oh, you got the spirit of a hockey player in you, Happy. So I figured, why fight it, huh?
Oh, I got something for you too, pal.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I figured if it wasn't for you, none of this would have happened, right? So I wanted to show my appreciation.
Happy uncovers a big gift-wrapped box.
Oh, this looks nice. What is it, huh?
Open it up.
Gee. Oh, man.
Remember the gator that got your hand? I got his head.
Chubbs backs away from the gator head and falls out the window.
Chubbs! Chubbs!
On the street, Lee Trevino shakes his head. At a memorial, Happy and Virginia look at a photo of Chubbs.
First my dad, now Chubbs. Anybody I get close to dies. If I were you, I'd run.
No, you can't blame yourself for this.
I guess that alligator finally finished the job, huh? I'm gonna miss you, pal.
He picks up Chubb's wooden hand and shakes it, then changes his grip to do a few handshake moves before setting it down.
I don't know how the hell I'm gonna play today.
But just remember everything that he taught.
Congratulations, murderer. You killed a golf legend.
Beat it, McGavin.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna dedicate my performance at the Tour Championship to Chubbs' memory.
To hell with that. I'm playing for Chubbs.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Hey. You wanna beat him? Beat him on the course.
That's right. I'm gonna beat your ass on the course.
Yeah, right. Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Shooter walks away from Lee Trevino.
The golfers of the Tour Championship are ready to hit the links. There may be 63 professionals vying for the title of world's best, but in the minds of the spectators, there are really only two. Tour kingpin Shooter McGavin and bad boy Happy Gilmore, fresh off his recent suspension. And wouldn't you know it, they've been paired together.
I've got some very interesting interior design ideas for Grandma's house. You know that bedroom at the top of the stairs?
Yeah, that was my room.
I think I'm turning that into my trophy room.
Happy nods, his lips drawn tight. Shooter tees off. The drive lands in the middle of a fairway.
This may not be big enough.
All right.
Happy tees off. His shot soars into a distant haze. The ball drops onto the green a few yards from the hole.
You know what the pathetic thing is? You've been playing golf your whole life.
On the green, Shooter eyes Happy, who holds his putter, shaped like a hockey stick.
Let me show you how we do it in the pros.
Shooter hits a long, no-look putt into the hole. He aims his finger gun at the hole and shoots.
Jeez, that's gotta hurt.
Happy whacks his ball with the hockey blade on his putter and sinks a long shot.
Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh.
At another hole.
Here's a free lesson.
Shooter chips a shot onto the green.
Can't learn that in a hockey rink.
Happy steps into his chip shot. The ball lands a few feet from the pin.
After one day, Shooter McGavin is in the lead, but the big surprise is young Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke.
In a sand trap.
Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket.
His shot rolls in and Shooter kisses a sand wedge. On a green, Happy knocks in a short putt.
Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie.
The leaderboard shows McGavin at 3 under par and Gilmore at 2 under par. Shooter sinks another putt and waves. The leaderboard changes, updating his score to 4 under par, 2 strokes ahead of Happy.
Happy with a long eagle opportunity. It's good! And Shooter can't believe it. He is now tied with Happy Gilmore.
Happy sends a putt wide left.
Uh-oh, a little too much zip on that one. Hold it.
The ball rolls back toward the hole.
Hold it. No!
It drops in, and Happy strolls up to Shooter.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Did that go in? Because I wasn't watching. Did it go
Shooter up? Slams Did his club up? In his back.
I wasn't watching, and I know I saw it go up. Did it come back in? All right.
At the end of the third day, Happy Gilmore has taken the lead. Jack, one can't help but be impressed with the vast improvement in his short game.
Off the course, in a sparsely wooded area, Shooter steps into a shot like Happy, then swings and misses. He looks around, brushes off the head of his club, and tries again. Whiffing, he kicks the ball and throws his club. Later, Shooter paces with a cell phone to his ear.
Hey, Donald. Shooter.
Shooter! Hey, it's great to hear from you. Want to go to the Sizzler and catch some grub?
No thanks, pal. Not hungry. Listen, this call's about business. I need you here in the morning.
Well, it's the final day of the Tour Championship, and it's shaping up to be quite a classic. Happy Gilmore leads the pack. Could there be a changing of the guard? We'll know in 18 short holes.
Happy drives a tee shot into the distant haze again. The ball lands on the green.
Oh, Happy is really on today.
A Volkswagen Beetle drives onto the course as Happy walks with the shaggy caddy. Donald, the heckler, drives the Beetle.
There he is. That worm.
Happy, look out!
The car plows into Happy. He bounces off the hood and Virginia races over.
Happy, are you okay?
Volkswagen!
Jackass!
Donald crashes into a TV tower. Fireballs engulf the car, then clouds of black smoke. Shooter presses a palm to his forehead. Donald gets out of the car with his sleeve on fire. He beats it out and runs off.
Jackass!
With Happy.
Well, you're a little banged up, but no serious injuries. Just keep off your feet for a few days.
To hell with that. I gotta finish up.
Fine. Do whatever you like. What would I know? I'm just a doctor.
Hey, you gonna be all right?
I'm fine. Happy, there is no shame in throwing in the towel. When it comes to your health, you can't be too cautious.
Let's just play some golf.
I knew Happy Gilmore was tough, but I can't believe he's going to keep playing after being hit by that car. Let's hope it doesn't affect his game.
Happy tees off and grabs his shoulder.
Oh, my! That's the first time he's failed to outdrive Shooter McGavin.
Well, well, well. Happy Gilmore is human, after all.
Happy Gilmore is in big trouble, Jack. He's lost the power to hit the long ball. If he's going to have any chance of winning today, he's got to get it done on the green.
Happy hits a putt, and it curls away from the hole.
Oh! He's really got to focus now. He's got to save this one for par.
He takes another shot, and it rims out of the hole.
Oh, my! That bogey drops him out of the lead. If he wants to stay in this thing, he has to calm down and sink some putts.
One stroke off the lead, Happy knocks a putt inches short of the hole.
Don't worry about your grandma, Gilmore. She can live with me. Be my maid.
Happy taps in a short putt, then hurls his putter. His caddy catches it, and Virginia frowns.
Look at the cabbage he's in now. Things just keep getting worse for Happy Gilmore.
He walks up to his ball in long grass near a pond.
All right, just remember what Chubb said. Go to a happy place. Go to a happy place.
Happy closes his eyes and the view dissolves to the garden. In the lounge chair, with two pitchers of beer, Virginia wears black lingerie. She dumps the beer as Shooter approaches, dressed all in black. He fires two finger guns, then kisses Virginia. She leans into him as he runs a hand down her leg. The little person, dressed like a cowboy, rides his tricycle, and Grandma holds a handful of cash at the slot machine. Shooter takes the money and kisses her. He dips her, and when their mouths part, she's wearing a Gene Simmons mask. Shooter sucks on the tongue. On the golf course, Happy clenches his club.
Oh, God!
Happy tops the ball, driving it deeper into the long grass. He misses again and again, finally hitting the ball into the pond. It skims the surface and lands near the far shore. Happy beats the ground with his club.
Oh, this looks like the end for Happy Gilmore. Shooter now has a commanding lead.
Happy throws a rock into the pond. Mimicking him, his caddy tosses one. The leaderboard shows Gilmore in third place, four strokes behind McGavin. Happy tees off. He shanks the ball into the woods, then pounds the ground with his club. Virginia walks in front of the spectators.
Happy, look who's here.
Grandma.
Happy, you look upset. What's wrong?
I don't know what to say. I stink. I'm not going to win.
Oh, that's all right, sweetheart. The house isn't important. It's just the house.
Stop fraternizing with the help, Gilmore. Just hit your ball, if you can find it. Hi, Grandma.
Forget him. I just want you to be happy, darling.
Grinning, Happy glances at Virginia.
All right, Grandma.
She puts an arm around Grandma, and Happy strolls through the woods.
Grandma wants me to be happy.
The view dissolves to the garden, where Virginia wears white lingerie and carries two pitchers of beer. At the slot machine, Grandma tosses coins into the air. The little person, dressed as a cowboy, rides a golf club like a bull. Wearing a white tuxedo, Chubbs plays a baby grand piano.
Chin up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me. I got my hand back, see?
You've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
In the woods, Happy smiles and hits his ball. The shot lands on the green. Happy walks up to Shooter.
It ain't over yet, McGavin. The way I see it, we've only just begun.
Happy puts away a short putt and thrusts his arms in the air. He sinks another one, then another one, and another one. Shooter scowls while Virginia and Grandma cheer with a group of fans. The leaderboard shows Gilmore at 3 under par and Gavin at 5 under par. Happy tees off and his ball lands a few feet from the hole. A brawny spectator watches.
Happy, the gold jacket's yours. Shooter's gonna choke.
Shooter hits a chip shot into a pond, then angrily hits himself in the head.
Unbelievable.
On a green, Happy makes another long putt. The leaderboard changes, showing him at 4 under par and McGavin at 5 under par. As Shooter readies for a putt, a beach ball bounces onto the green.
Damn you people, this is golf! Not a rock concert!
He pops it with his foot, then kicks it into the air and swings his club at it. Grandma smiles and Virginia laughs.
Putt!
Shooter strides up to his ball and sinks his putt.
Yeah!
Now Happy hits a long putt. The ball zigs and zags, then drops into the hole. Happy clenches his fist. Happy tosses his ball into the crowd. 5 guys with letters on their bare chests spell Happy. When they turn their backs, they spell rules. Happy runs by spectators with his club in the air. A sign shows McGavin and Gilmore tied at 5 under par.
Happy Gilmore has really charged in the back nine. He's now dead even with Shooter McGavin. And if Shooter doesn't get himself out of this current funk he's in, he may yet again miss out on the gold jacket.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 18th hole is a par 3, 160 yards. In the event of a tie, there will be a sudden death playoff. Mr. Gilmore, you have the honors.
Virginia and Grandma watch.
Well, no matter what, I gotta admit I'm having fun.
Happy Gilmore, you're starting to sound like a golfer.
I know, keep it down.
Happy steps up to his ball and lines up his shot. In slow motion, he tees off. His ball soars high in the sky and lands on the green.
Oh, nice shot! Right at the pin, 15 feet short of the hole.
He kisses Grandma and squeezes Virginia's hand. Standing behind Shooter, he watches him tee off. The ball heads into the woods. Shooter starts to slam his club down, then stops himself.
Shooter's ball is in the woods, and Happy's on the 18th green, where earlier a car driven by a crazed fan rammed the TV tower.
Yeah.
Shooter moves through the crowd.
Excuse me, I just gotta get through. I'm looking for my ball. This is golf, okay? Excuse me, thank you. Thank you.
The ball sits on a man's big sneaker. The view tilts up to Mr. Larson's face.
Is this your ball?
Yes, it is.
It struck my foot.
Doug! Can I get a drop?
The rule says play it as it lies.
Shooter plants his hands on his hips, then gets a club from his caddy. Mr. Larson stares down at him. With a nervous smile, Shooter focuses on his ball. Mr. Larson stands still, wearing a t-shirt that says, "Guns don't kill people, I kill people." Shooter hits a clean strike. The ball lands on the green a few yards from the pin. Shooter breathes a sigh of relief.
That's two thus far, Shooter.
Oh, you can count. Good for you.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Run, Shooter! Run!
Shooter hurries off. On the 18th green, Happy and Shooter walk together.
Looks like you're still away.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Thank you.
At the TV tower, a man climbs onto the crashed Volkswagen Beetle and shimmies up an unstable pole resting on the car's hood. On the green, Shooter crouches down and uses the shaft of his club to line up his shot, while 3 people climb up the TV tower.
Shooter needs this to keep the pressure on Gilmore. If he misses, Happy can 2-putt his way to victory.
Happy watches his brow knit as the crowd stands still. Shooter smacks a long, straight putt. Shooter makes a celebratory finger gun.
Shoot on that, baby!
Happy shifts on his feet.
Boom!
Shooter hurls his club and raises his arms.
Yes!
He fires 2 finger guns.
Shooter!
On the green, Happy's caddy places the ball near a cracker marking the spot. As Happy studies the spot, the caddy eats the cracker.
If Gilmore can sink this, it will cap an amazing comeback.
As Happy leans over his putter, a man wearing a hockey jersey climbs the TV tower. Happy looks up as the tower starts to fall. People clinging to the structure leap off. Grandma and Virginia step back. The tower crashes onto the green in front of Happy.
Great, now I have a stinking tower blocking my ball.
Don't worry about it. We'll get this cleaned up and you'll finish tomorrow. Right, Doug?
No. He has to hit it now. He has to play the ball as it lies. No, I did it off Frankenstein's fat foot, remember? Those are the rules. I didn't write them.
I'm afraid he's right. Take a shot, Mr. Gilmore.
Oh, and Virginia, in case you were wondering, my jacket size is 44 long, and my right arm's just a little longer than my left.
Happy, hit it around the tower, sink your putt, and we'll go to sudden death.
Happy sizes up a shot, noticing a red sign caught up in the struts, leading to a V-shaped piece of metal not far from the smashed car.
I'll just beat him now.
Oh, good luck.
Happy leans over his putter shaped like a hockey stick and glances up at the sky.
Jubs, I know you're going to help me with this one.
Happy drills a shot into the car windshield. The ball ricochets up onto the flat red subway sign, then rolls down it onto the V-shaped grid and drops onto a long piece of metal. The ball rolls down it like a slide, then drops onto a sideways tripod and rolls back and forth down its legs. Spectators follow the ball, moving their heads in unison. Happy, his caddy, Shooter, Mr. Larson, and Lee Trevino track the ball's path. It runs down a gutter-shaped piece of metal that ends in a curve. The ball drops into a tube, pops out on the green, and rolls into the hole.
Oh my God! Incredible! Happy Gilmore wins the gold jacket!
Fans surround him as he kisses Virginia. Gives Grandma a kiss, then his caddy.
It's impossible! That's my jacket!
Shooter grabs a jacket from Doug.
Hey, he stole my jacket!
I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's!
In slow motion, Shooter runs down a grassy hillside, trying to put the gold jacket on as he does. Behind him, an angry mob crests the hill. Shooter gets one arm into the sleeve of the jacket. Mr. Larson pumps his arms as he gives chase with the mob.
I will get you, Shooter!
Shooter runs out of view.
Stay still!
No!
At Grandma's house, Happy parks his beige coupe on the street. Virginia gets out of the front seat wearing a silk dress. She gives Grandma a hand.
You coming?
You bet.
All right.
The caddy gets out, clean cut in a blue sports coat. Wearing his gold jacket, Happy pops the cork off a champagne bottle. He passes out flutes of champagne, then raises his glass in a toast.
Here's to Chubbs, wherever he is.
Chubbs appears in the sky with Abraham Lincoln and the gator.
Hey, Happy.
They all wave, and Happy waves back.
Nice jacket.
Happy gives him a thumbs up.
Who are you waving at, Happy?
Nobody, Grandma. Let's go home.
He and his caddy join the women on the sidewalk. Happy wraps his arm around Grandma and walks her to the house. Words appear. The end. Remaining opening titles, Christopher McDonald, Julie Bowen, Francis Bay, and Carl Weathers. Casting by Joanna Colbert. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Costume designer, Tish Monaghan. Co-producers, Warren Carr, Jack Giaraputo. Film editor, Jeff Gorson. Production designer, Perry Andelin Blake. Co-production designer, William Heslop. Director of photography, Arthur Albert. Executive producers, Brad Gray, Bernie Brillstein, Sandy Wernick. Written by Tim Herlihy and Adam Sandler. Produced by Robert Simmons. Directed by Dennis Dugan. Credits roll.
Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know.
my pillow in the morning. Never been away, hey, never seen a day break. Leaning on my pillow in the morning.
Loving memory of Grandma Anna and Grandma Molly. Copyright 1996 Universal City Studios Incorporated. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Universal Studios Incorporated is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. Animal action was monitored by the American Humane Association. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. The characters and events depicted in this photo play are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Universal, voiced by KG Tang.